neither ourselves nor Ospreys can get through to the LV Cup semi-final, which is a shame. We'd like to have been in a position to have a chance to go for the semi-final. So it hasn't got the importance in terms of progressing through the rounds of the LV Cup. But for us, you know, after two defeats now against Saracens and Stade Francais, although we saw a lot of good play in both of those games, there were two defeats and we need to get now back to winning ways. So in terms of selection, myself and Phil Davis will be selecting the strongest available team. That's obviously with subject to availability, with the likes of Matt Mullen, Miles Benjamin, Alex Grove and Matt Kvesic away with the 20s. So we'll pick our strongest available starting lineup, and we will hope to continue our winning ways here at Six Ways in 2012. You know, having beaten the likes of Palmer and Gloucester and Bath A as well here. So we're unbeaten in 2012 here in all competitions. We are only at the end of January, but it's still good, a good record to have, and we want to continue that at the weekend.
Ospreys last week, some people might have seen them on television. They got a very young side up, some good youngsters in it.
Yeah, we're not quite sure what sort of team they will bring up. If they pick the same team as they played last week, it is a young team. We've got one or two players that, it's like Sonny Parker and Chauncey O'Toole, the Canadian back row forward, are very useful. So they got one or two very good players in amongst that. And a lot of youngsters that want to prove a point when the senior players are on international duty. So they'll be tough. I mean, it's a very good outfit. Ospreys have got a huge squad and they'll be very tough. So a good test for us, which is exactly what we want, a week before we go into the Sale match, which is a vitally important Premiership game for us. So a really good test. That's why we want to put the strongest possible team out. We're making every effort to get the game on despite the cold conditions, so it will be on, and we hope for a good performance and a good win.
Is it getting that balance right between getting some momentum and, well, you obviously don't want players getting injured in this competition, do you?
No, the last 3 weeks have been about experimenting a lot with attack. It's been about letting players have plenty of rest time, so we call our development windows, where players have had like a week off and then come in to do extra training. So the squad as a group hasn't been fully together for the last 3 weeks, which is, you know, you've got to take a break at some stage in the season to give them a little bit of time away from it and a bit of a respite, especially for those players that have been playing regularly. So it's been a little bit disjointed, and as a result our results haven't been so good. But now this week we're pulling it all in together, you know, get all the players under one roof and really concentrate now. Our preparations really begin for the second half of the Premiership. So this game actually becomes vitally important to us in terms of our preparation, although we can't go through to an LV Cup semi-final. It's absolutely vitally important we get a good performance and a good win to take us into some sort of momentum for the second half of the season.